Hello, and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. Our speaker today is Thurman Scrivener, pastor of the Living Savior Ministries. We join today's message, Change Your Heart and Change Your Health, already in progress.
God, he didn't cut no corners here to tell you, hey, folks, pay attention, I'm God. I don't put up with this nonsense. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, is he not? So if he did this to these kings back in those days, he'll do it to you today if you get crossways with him. Now, I want to show you a scripture in Deuteronomy 28:47. I want you to see this. Deuteronomy 28:47. Look at this. Because you serveth not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. In other words, I have stricken you with a curse because you didn't worship me with joyfulness and a goodness of heart. So when you see people that all they do is grumble and complain, what do you think they're going to get from God? Nothing. Does he like for us to praise him? If we praise him and worship him and thank him under the new covenant, you know what you can get from God? That's exactly right, young lady. Anything. Isn't that amazing? Now, God's not hard to get along with. If he says there, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, I mean, all these curses come upon you, then what should we do? Amen. That's safe ground, isn't it, Ben?
Yes, it is.
And it ain't hard to do, is it?
No,
it's fun. When we praise the Lord, oh, I can just see it now. Whenever Ben is really worshiping and praising the king, I can just see the king over here now with his hand on his shoulder saying, this is my boy. What do you need me to do for you, son? I'll do anything for you. Just ask me. He'll do it, won't he? Yeah. See, that's the beautiful part about God. If we will obey him and do what he says, there is absolutely no limits to what the master will do for you. And we know that, don't we, Ben?
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. We see him do that. Now then, let's hit a couple of these really awesome New Testament scriptures. Let's go to this one scripture of John 14:12-14. I want you to see this scripture. This is in the New Covenant. This is yours, John 14:12. Jesus is speaking now. Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, Jesus, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Amen. Now, what kind of a promise is that? That's a big one, huh? It is a big one. But is it true? Of course it's true. Who put it in the book?
Jesus.
The same God that put all them other things in there. This whole book is his book. And he tells us that if we will put him first, there is no limitations to what we can do in his name. Is that right? But now, if you're sleeping with somebody you ain't married with, or you're lying, or you're cheating, or you're stealing, or you're doing anything that doesn't glorify God, do you think he's going to use you mightily? No, he ain't going to use you mightily at all. He ain't going to use you at all. You know, because he's not going to use somebody that does not bring glory and honor to his name. He wants people of faith to put him first and to love him and to serve him and do what he says. And when he does, then he takes after this one right here. I mean, with that verse right there, I mean, what can we do if we believe that? Same thing Jesus did, right? No doubt. Well, let's go to the next two verses, verse 13 and 14. Verse 13 is okay. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Verse 14. And if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. That's a new covenant promise to all obedient children of God. What can you do with that, girl? You can get healed, can't you? Yes, you can. You can get healed. It's amazing. Let's go to John 15:7. I want to show you this wonderful promise. Look at John 15:7. Now you notice if is the first word. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will and it shall be done for you. That's the verse that I used for Caitlin when she was laying there in the hospital when the doctors told me her brainstem is severed. Her eyes are jerked out of her brain. Her skull is crushed in five places. Her face is tore all to pieces. Blood was running out of her eyes, ears, nose, mouth. Everything, when the brainstem severed, every organ in her body was damaged. The right knee was crushed, the left leg broken right below her knee and right above her ankle. I took that verse and started at the top of her head and went down to the bottom. I said, Father, in Jesus' name, I know how little girls are. When they grow up, they don't want scars all over their face. They want to be beautiful. Do they not? Sure, all girls want to be beautiful. They don't want to be raised up with a bunch of scars. So the Lord, what did he tell me I could ask for? He didn't give me limitations, did he, Betty? Not a limitation. So I asked the Lord to give her a brand new face, beautiful, no scars, nothing, and put her brain stem back together, put her eyes back, a whole 9 yards. And it took a while, but he did. And today, her and Grandma ride them horses out there like crazy all over the place. Isn't it something? And that promise made it happen, because just look what he said. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. What's the requirement? We got to abide in him, and his words got to abide in us, right? Is that what he says, Don?
Yes, sir.
So if that's what it says, then, brother, that's what it means, isn't it?
It certainly is.
You don't have to second guess God. I mean, if he said something, you just believe him, and he's big enough to make that all come to pass. Just like that little girl, you know, 13 years ago when I was standing over her, looking down at her, everybody saying, it's over, Thurman. It's gone. She's gone. I said, no, I ain't giving up.
I know you did.
And I didn't give up. And you've seen her yesterday, so you know she's alive and well. Her and Grandma were riding their horses yesterday. It was a beautiful day. I thank God that he put these awesome promises in his word. He gave us so many of them, so many of these things. John 16, 23 and 24. I want you to see these two. These two is the one I used for Kelly whenever her head was tore all to pieces. And they said if she lived, she'd have brain damage and she'd have scars all over her head and all that stuff. And I said, well, Jesus said in John 16, 23 and 24, he said, and in that day, that's today, you shall ask me nothing. But verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will do it for you. Verse 24, it says, hitherto have you asked nothing in my name, but ask, and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Now then with Kelly, she was 6. She had been scalped from right across here, way back up here, just tore her head up really bad. And the seatbelt held, and it crushed her little pelvis. Well, her doctor said that if she lived, when I asked him, I said, what kind of shape is she in? He said, well, Thurman, if she lives, she'll have brain damage. You know, that's amazing what we always think. When you're led by the flesh, you always say the things that cause you to be led by the flesh. But if you're led by the Spirit, there's no limitations. And so when he said, if she lives, she'll have brain damage, and it'll be 2.5 to 3 months before she can even learn to walk, before she can even walk with a walker, and then it'll take months for her to learn and a walker to learn how to walk again. I took John 16, 23 and 24. What did he say I could ask for?
Anything.
Anything? So if I can ask for anything, what am I going to ask for? For her to live? Lord, if it be your will, may she live? No, I ain't going to ask that at all, am I? No, not Lord, if it's your will. I know what his will is. He wants these people to live, right? He don't want us to die early. He wants us to live. And so he saves us from death. Just like Jeff did a good job on that Job 33. You know, there's some awesome promises in there. But most people don't ever realize that. But anyway, I used these verses, and I stood on those words. And then I turned to everybody there, and doctor and all. I said, I guarantee she'll be out of here nothing flat. Wow. And everybody thought, that fool. You know, he's just an old grandfather in denial. That little girl, in 1 week, she was out of ICU. In 1 more week, she was out of the hospital walking with a walker. And in 3 days, 2.5 total weeks, she was back in school running and playing like nothing ever happened. That's awesome, isn't it? I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, we serve an awesome God. He is out of this world. He is out of this world. He is the mighty King, the God of gods and Lord of lords. And I'm grateful he's my God. Aren't you grateful he's your God?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Wow. She asked me to tell about Kelly when I went to a birthday party actually it was a birthday party, and she was about 6 years old, and she had her bangs grew down here real long, and I says, Kelly, honey, how are you doing? And she said, oh, Mr. Thurman. She always called me Mr. Thurman. She said, Mr. Thurman, I'm doing real good, but I hate these scars. She pulled her little, oh my gosh, two great big giant scars across her head there. And she said, I hate those scars. I said, honey, Jesus hates those scars too. He don't want those scars there. But I said, Jesus has got to have a man of faith pray for you before he can take those scars off. See, the Lord goes to and fro throughout there looking for a man to pray. Is that what he said?
Amen.
And when I find one that can pray in faith, then there's nothing impossible with me, but I got to have a man pray. So I took that John 14, 13 and 14 that we've already went over, and I prayed that prayer of faith for the Lord to take away all of her scars on her forehead. And I said, now, Kelly, you know you have got to believe with no doubt in your heart. She said, oh, Mr. Thurman, if you prayed, I believe it's done. Well, the next morning she gets up and runs into the bathroom, jumps up on her little stool, looks into the mirror and said, Mom, look, just what I thought. They're not as bad this morning as they were yesterday. Doesn't Mr. Thurman do good work? And when she said that, her mother said, honey, it's not Mr. Thurman. It's Jesus. She said, oh, Mom, I know that. But Mr. Thurman knows how to get Jesus to do good things. And 2 months later, I was in church and her scars were gone. He took them away. They are not there. But that's just like Philip. When I prayed for Philip with all them warts all over his body, within 4 weeks, Philip didn't have a scar either. And of course, Philip had hundreds of warts, but the Lord took all the warts off and all the scars. What can our God do?
Anything.
Anything we can believe him for. He's an awesome God. Now then, now I know really that I'm just something special and I'm his favorite son and he don't do nothing for nobody but me. Is that right? Is that right, Tony? He don't have no special sons, does he?
Right.
We're all his sons, and any one of us that come to him in faith, he'll do the same thing for one of us he does for the other, won't he, Tony?
Right.
He is not, he has no favorites, no favorites. Are we grateful that we serve the living God?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled Change Your Heart and Change Your Health, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.